Nup, you crap brain, wake up!
Nup's voice came back.
Who's this?
Look, Nup,
said Zit with controlled patience.
I know you are short on sleep. I know they didn't teach you the exact solution to all this in mind school, but I feel that under the existing circumstances, you might try to cooperate.
Is this Zit?
What a dimwit. What a flutter brain, with its bearings burned out.
Of course it's Zit!
And you're down in the drone? Ah, I thought you were. But didn't Snit fly you out? If you were...
Shut up!
Roared Zit.
Here's exactly what I want you to do. Take off and land that ship just above this door. Land it close to the edge above the door, so it will break the wind.
Nup wanted to know, break the wind from what? Zit told him very unpleasantly. Nup, with 10 minutes of fuel left, hastened to comply. Zit intended to rob this damaged battle plane of its cartridges of fuel. He had been appalled at the skill it would take to fly it out this door. Then he had a happy thought. Maybe it carried some spares. He got up on the seat and started to rummage in the back compartment. A whole bag of cartridges, dozens of them. But he saw something else. His breathe mask exhale ports flashed. This stuff had radioactive dust on it. Of course, this wasn't surprising for packages that had been in a radiation bullet battle. And it was not much, but it frightened Zit. He flung the bag of cartridges out into the passageway and jumped out to stop them before they rolled into open spaces. Holding them at arm's length, he shook the bag. He breathed on it, cautiously. No flash. Good. He opened both doors of the battle plane. He wouldn't go near the back compartment. He did everything now at arm's length. He played a torch on the housings of both main drive and balance motors. His practiced eye detected a hairline crack in the right balance motor. Maybe it would run, maybe not. The crash hadn't helped. He reached underneath it and got a paw full of wires and tore them loose, scrambled them, and laid them back unconnected but out of view. One battle plane that wouldn't fly straight. Good. He got down under the plane and looked at the drone's main drive. Ah, there was his wrench. And the animal hadn't removed the plate. Good. He put the wrench back in his boot where it belonged. The pitch and roll of the drone changed drastically now. Nup had moved. The pitch was gone, but the roll was much worse. However, it all had its good points. The drone was now crabbing and protecting the door from the wind. Gingerly reaching for the microphone, Zit stood well away from the plane.
You in position?
He demanded.
It took a couple of tries, but...
All right. Do you recognize a cable ladder?
Nup tried to explain that as a mining executive and a fully qualified pilot, he, of course, could recognize...
Fasten your end of the cable ladder to the cleats opposite the seat. Drop the weighted end of the ladder down here. Then lower an oar net on a line. And then a safety wire. All into this door. Got that?
Nup said he certainly understood it. But was there oar in the drone? He didn't quite understand.
Fuel cartridges! I'm going to send you up fuel cartridges!
Oh, my, that's a relief! Will they fit?
Zit didn't bother to answer. Of course they fit. All plane fuel cartridges were interchangeable. It was tanks to planes that didn't match. What a crud brain!